Welcome, everyone. I'm so glad you're joining me here today. I'm joined by my friend and colleague, Sarah Michael, and she's going to talk to us about how centered our entrepreneurs can grow their businesses. So I know some of you are still in jobs, and you have an idea of something that you're passionate about and would love to launch on your own, but you're a little bit nervous about that, thinking about how could you ever make a living or how would you market yourself. And I know there's others of you who have taken the leap already and you are doing your own thing, you are in your own business, but you're a little nervous about selling yourself. So Sarah is a wonderful consultant. She's the expert of intuitive leadership and the founder of Sparkling Results. She works with heart-centered and mission-driven entrepreneurs to produce real financial results that feel good. So with her extensive experience in marketing communications, business operations, personal development, and law of attraction, clients come to Sarah who are struggling with nailing down the words they say and owning the significant value and transformation they provide. And they walk away with the ability to make real money, create a lifestyle rather than a work style. And who doesn't want that, right? Sarah has created the very successful Uncork Your Confidence, Release Doubt, Own Your Gifts, and Celebrate Your Power program out of her own experience of unlearning corporate marketing and learning how to sell from her soul. She's dedicated to up-leveling purposeful women entrepreneurs into profitable businesses. So Sarah, welcome. I'm so happy to introduce you to my tribe and happy that you're here with me today.
Thank you, Deb. I'm thrilled to be here. I'm thanking you so much. It's great to chat with you, and I'm looking forward to having a fun discussion.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. You know, there are so many women out there that want to do what we do, right, running their own businesses. So what have you seen as the number one challenge for women looking to step into their passion and purpose on this earth?
Yeah, the number one challenge is owning our power and our gifts. And one way to own our power and our gifts is to clarify our passions and integrate the multiple skills and experiences we have. I know, you know, just knowing you, Deb, I can extrapolate that your people, that your audience, you know, are these multi-talented, multi-skilled, multi-experienced powerhouses. And so how do you align that? How do you integrate that so it's clear and articulated well instead of murky and confusing? One thing I found is a little bit of clarity, even if it's just a snippet at the very beginning. That clarity is enough to bring courage to go out there and start making contacts and picking up the phone and maybe even selling. And then with that courage comes confidence. And that's where we're really stepping into our power, stepping into our purpose, and doing so in a way that is enrolling and is credible with the people we're talking to.
I love that. Clarity, courage, and confidence are so key to being able to be successful in this type of business. And I run into so many women who have so many amazing skills, experience, and passion, and they say it's impossible to integrate it all. I think they get confused. And what have you found? How do you align so many pieces of a person into an integrated offering, an integrative vision and perspective?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things because it was one of the first things I did with myself in so far as I was my first client in some ways, is taking it all and integrating it. And it's totally possible. It may get a little messier before it gets clearer, kind of an unpacking or an exploding before it gets put back into something that's neat and tidy. And one of my gifts is absolutely seeing how seemingly disparate parts of a person, seemingly contrary experiences or skills or passions, how they actually fit together. There's actually a thread, the pattern and the connections. there's this thread that is created, or that can we create it so it can be seen. And then when we synthesize that thread, it becomes the overarching brand message of a person. And I say brand kind of in quotes, that's a marketing term. And really by that, it's the central message. It's the central assertion. Hey, if you would, it's the hypothesis of a person. It is what we are asserting to prove with a person. And with a little bit of work, and yes, can be a little confusing along the way, can feel a little messy, totally possible to articulate the whole of a person without leaving anything else or without leaving anything out. And it's funny because on the back end, when we're finished, it can be obvious because it's everything. It's you at 8. It's you at 26. You know, it's all these different parts that now make sense because it was all towards this one driver. And, you know, Dev, and I know that having these heart-centered businesses, there's very little, if any, distinction between me and my business. So this is where the true authenticity comes in, the true alignment, because I'm not hiding anything. I'm not forgetting that I did a lot of art in my 20s because it makes sense. It's taking an abstract and making it concrete, just like I do with people in their passions, take something abstract and intangible and make it tangible and concrete.
That's beautiful. I can tell already you got a lot of that left brain, right brain stuff going on.
Yeah, I'm a good balance. Yeah.
You are a great balance. So what about for women who have found their purpose or know they're close to it? What's your advice for them?
Yeah, so the first thing I'd say is start talking to friends and family. You know, whatever you know, whatever it is, start to test market it, so to speak. Start sharing it with people in your world and getting the evidence, the external validation and proof, social proof, that what you have to give, what you are giving, is dearly needed and highly valued. When we get this evidence, even if it's just a little, like two or three people can make the difference, goes a long, long way to increasing our confidence in ourselves and what we're bringing to the world. I have this client who is a retired teacher, and in her teaching, she discovered this really empowering, well, many, many really empowering ways, but the little example I'm going to give you is, you know, when her class would get rambunctious, she would get frustrated. Instead of getting short, instead of getting angry, what she discovered, and she says it just came out one day, where, you know, there were two or three students sitting in their desk doing what she asked. So she just started singing this little song. I see Bobby, Bobby's looking, there is Sally, she's looking too. And, of course, kids just want to do good. Kids might get distracted, but they really just want to do good. So all of a sudden, all the kids are scrambling over to their desk and sitting and looking at her and doing as she asked. So she has all these ways of empowering students that can help through the moments that might be tough for a teacher. And she was really scared. She didn't want to promote this event she had last Monday. And about 3 weeks ago, we spent an entire session talking her through what she was going to do and getting her the words so she could go have these conversations powerfully. And then I start getting these texts. She's talked to 10 teachers. And they all just oohed and awed and, oh, my goodness, this is amazing. Thank you. I can't wait to come to your two-hour event later this month. And she was just lit up. And it was such a giggle for me because I'd been encouraging her to get on the phone and start sharing because I knew and I was telling her, like, you're going to get all this evidence. You're going to get all this confidence. Because people are going to say, like, oh, my God, this is amazing. I need this. So it's getting out there, talking to people. Doesn't have to be a sale yet. Doesn't have to even be a networking event. Just friends and family.
It's so great to just put your toe in the water and see if what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and what your experience has been is resonating with others. I love that. And it's, you know, low cost, low risk, right?
Yes, it is. Yep.
I love that. So that's a great reminder on how important that is. And I'm also wondering what you feel is a hidden challenge for women looking to start or build a business based on their passion and purpose. What are some of the things that we don't often think of as we're thinking about going out on our own?
Yeah, so, well, this is a good one because it gets at a basic scarcity complex. You know, most of the people in our world are operating on the belief that there's not enough and that we have to compete to get the money, get the food, get the shelter. I do a lot of work in survival instincts and masculine and feminine survival instincts. So that scarcity mentality can cause us to try to be all things to all people, rather develop the clarity and confidence to develop service offerings aligned with the people that we want to be serving, an ideal client group. Because in that ideal client group, we're getting pretty narrow, and it can really confront, well, yeah, I mean, I can just as readily help a 22-year-old who's looking for her first job or a 55-year-old woman who has an empty nest and needs to figure out what she's going to do with the rest of her life, or frankly, coach you through your relationship, your romantic relationship. I can do all of those things. But when I really got clear on who I wanted to serve with my divinely sourced gifts and experience, is the heart-centered entrepreneur, the women who want to serve in a business and make good money based on their passion and purpose, because I believe that the more of us that are in businesses that are serving the planet and also businesses that make us happy, that are fulfilling, we will tip the balance of the planet. There will be more happy people serving the world in a good way, and sooner or later, and I'm thinking sooner and sooner with the way we're going, we're going to hit a critical mass. And everything is going to shift, and we'll be able to solve the world's big problems faster.
Amen to that.
Thank you. Yeah.
So I know, because we've talked before, that you didn't start out with very much sales experience, but yet you won a sales competition in the spring. So obviously you've learned a lot, right? So can you share with us some of what you've learned and how you're now successful with selling your own services?
Yeah, sure. It's been quite a journey. So I come from a marketing, writing, art, technology background. Never did sales. Because I was in marketing for so long, I would actually announce to you somewhat defensively that I don't sell. Like I had a whole identity around not selling. And one of my pivotal first moments, first ahas, was I heard, you know, the little voice in our head that tells us stuff. I heard that little voice say, "We don't want to sell." And I immediately responded, "Then we have to get a job." And then it immediately responded back, "Okay, we'll sell." And that, it was like 90 seconds, like boom, 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 boom. It was really poignant. And that started my inquiry and research of myself, because I've done a lot of work for several years in these masculine and feminine survival instincts. And I realized in that moment that what we call our cave woman, so that survival instinct part of ourselves, that my cave woman was really confronted by sales. So two things to know about our survival instincts as a feminine being that matter here with sales. There's others, but these are the two most important. One is the most foundational survival instinct for the feminine is to please and avoid displeasing. You figure when we were out in the cave world, and there were wild tigers and stuff running by the cave. Our first choice would be to have a man who is bigger and stronger to protect us. But I love to say, you know, first choice is a man, but second choice is a group of women. Because in a group, we're really fierce, and we can do strategies, and we can build, like, slingshots. We can do lots of stuff to protect ourselves in a group.
Mm-hmm.
But the fear, if we displease, is that we'll be alone. We'll be out there by ourselves, which is not a good place to be. And so this fear of rejection when we're selling is bumping right up against that survival instinct, and it's incredibly, incredibly confronting. And then the other part is that safety to the feminine is connection, back to we want to be connected to a man or we want to be connected to a big group of women. Want to have that connection so we're safe, so we're not alone. And so both that pleasing and avoid displeasing, and then the connection is what is confronted with selling. And one thing for sure is that cavewoman is efficient. And if we keep doing something, we keep proving to cavewoman that we're not going to die, she will get over it. She will move on to something else, like my hips or my skin or something. She will find something else to yabber about, but she'll move on and not worry about the sales. And we got to do it. We got to get out there and do it and prove to her that we're not going to die.
Wow, that, you know, you really struck a chord with me there because, you know, I've been in sales actually and been in marketing, and it was never, you know, distasteful or difficult. And it is so much difficult when you are selling yourself. And that analogy with our basic, you know, feminine consciousness that comes from the cavewoman was so telling, you know, the fear of being alone, the fear of rejection that prevents us from making an offer, or it's just great. I think that was amazing. So looking back, now that you have the success that you have under your belt, what would you have done differently from the start?
Well, I think what it is I would have sought out a group, a coach, a mentor, where there was plenty of one-on-one time. What I joined, and really I would be absolutely nowhere without this program. It gave me a ton. But what I joined was more of a mastermind program that had a lot of accountability and a lot of education without a lot of time, or very much, I think it was like one 30-minute session without that one-on-one time. And what happened was I was in action, getting a lot from the group interaction, and yet there was a lot of delay. I wouldn't say I got stuck, but there was a lot of delay where I was worried or wondering whether I was doing it right. And I'm a huge believer in group programs. I think, you know, collectively we're all going through very similar things. So one person says something and the rest of the group can get insight from that one person. So I even have group programs. I love them. But I'm a believer in figuring out who you are and, like, your learning style and then what you need in the moment. And honestly, looking back, what I needed in the moment was a little bit more one-on-one time. I have a client now who is in my group program as well as got the one-on-one time in my group program. And even before she updated her website, she took a couple weeks of vacation this summer, and we touched base last week. She got 4 clients in 3 weeks just because she opened her mouth differently. And it was through the one-on-one work that we'd gotten her that clarity. So even though she was on vacation, I wasn't expecting big results. She was on vacation. But she was talking to people differently, and they were asking to work with her, literally asking her to work with them, not the other way around. So it's really impactful to get that one-on-one time you need. and also soak up the awesome of the group. So it's just kind of, you know, in hindsight, it's 2020 type of things.
I love that. And it's been my experience too. So I wholeheartedly agree that getting the personalized attention from the coach as well as the masterminding and collaboration with the group are very complementary, but I don't think you can do one without the other. I think it's great. Great point. So you mentioned when we were talking beforehand about doing this interview initially that you had something special for us on the phone here today or listening to the interview. Would you like to share that now?
Sure. Yes, thank you. What I would love to do is invite y'all to a complimentary clarity breakthrough session. And what we'll do is get clarity on your passion and your purpose and discover what is unconsciously sabotaging you about taking action towards it. What are those fears that are being confronted? And we'll create a clear path that describes in details the steps you need to take to make that transition to either your own business or to making more money in your business. And also the one simple step you can take immediately to get into action to build that business or increase your revenue. Now, this is for you if you're confused about your purpose and your passions or are struggling to articulate all your multiple talents and multiple experience in a way that makes sense and can be articulated clearly. Now, to register, all you have to do is send an email to me at the email address sarah@sparklingresultscoaching.com. And I'll spell that. It's a little long. sparklingresultscoaching.com. sarah@sparklingresultscoaching.com. And we'll get back to you within 24 hours about how to schedule time to speak with me one-on-one.
Well, that's hugely generous, Sarah. I mean, an hour with you to get one simple step to take immediately to increase revenue is fabulous. Thank you so much. So all people need to do is contact you at sarah@sparklingresultscoaching.com and just send you an email and you'll respond and that's it?
Pretty much. We'll get you scheduled and something that works for you and me, and that's all I need to do. I try to keep it simple. Low tech.
That's beautiful. That's a wonderful offer, and I so appreciate it. And thank you, Sarah, for jumping on the line with me today and sharing your insights with the people in my tribe, as we say. And I look forward to talking with you again and seeing you soon. It's been fabulous. Thank you.
Thank you, Deb. Very much an honor. It's such an honor to be among this group of amazingly powerful women. I know you have attracted many, many just powerhouses. So thank you for this opportunity. This has been fun.
It has been great fun. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.